USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following reports yesterday that the release of three Americans who've been held by North Korea could be imminent, President Trump says moments ago, maybe not today or tomorrow, but they will be released very soon.
A lot of things have already happened with respect to the hostages, and I think you're going to see very good things. As I said yesterday, stay tuned.
Commenting while leaving the White House, about to board Marine One to head to Andrews Air Force Base, the president also said that they've made a decision on where and when the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un will be held. However, he's not ready to announce it yet. He also commented on the April jobs report out this morning from the Labor Department.
I thought the jobs report was very good. The big thing to me was tracking poor.
Referring there to the lowest jobless rate since December 2000 at 3.9%, but the 164,000 jobs created were below expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We brought you remarks from President Trump as he was leaving the White House a short time ago. He was leaving to head to Dallas, where he's to speak at the NRA's annual convention today. Vice President Mike Pence also to speak to the gun rights group. Congress currently still under pressure to take steps to curb gun violence after deadly shootings at high schools, including in South Florida. NRA officials are expected to argue against any effort to curb the firearms industry, though. High-level trade talks between the U.S. and China are over for now. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin reportedly asking China to slash the trade imbalance between the two nations by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The U.S. trade deficit with China stands at $385 billion a year. The manhunt continues for the gunman who shot an undercover ATF agent in the head as he was working on the south side of Chicago early today. He's reportedly in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is letting the House chaplain keep his job after all, after initially trying to force him out. Reverend Patrick Conroy rescinding his resignation yesterday after over 100 lawmakers demanded an explanation from Ryan as to why the chaplain was told to leave. After Conroy took back that resignation, Ryan explained his original decision had been made in what he thought was the best interest of the House. On another front, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
"These are dramatic numbers that mean that we've got to get our head on straight."
Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying of the 64,000 Americans who died of drug overdoses in 2016,
42,000 of those were opioids.
Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association, he urged members to support his request to Congress for $140 million to provide grants to local communities to combat the crisis. Hawaii's National Guard's been activated as evacuations continue because lava is still flowing from the most active volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. The lava flows from the Kilauea volcano have already swept through at least one residential neighborhood, prompting 1,700 people to evacuate. And experts say that the air quality in the vicinity is bad. Also, experts say that this is not over yet, and they're waiting to see what happens next. And the biggest teachers' walkout in recent U.S. history is over today in Arizona as kids are back to school. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.